Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah, we all know what day it is. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Good morning and welcome at 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Another chilly start to our day. We'll adjust. It'll turn out to be another gorgeous day in paradise, of course. All right. We've got a lot to talk about and a lot of people to talk to.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to go through the list with all the times. I'm just going to tell you. Blazing Golia, Kat Kamick, Paul Renner. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. We got a full show.
I'm telling
you. We got a big show. We'll squeeze in a couple of words in between. information flying at you. And remember that if you should miss any of it, which you never should, quit that silly job.
For the whole 4 hours, right?
Quit that silly job if it's getting in the way. Yeah. But no, we've always got the podcast for you. And you just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. It's very convenient. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. So Trump was hanging out in the Poconos last night. That's right.
Nice.
And he was talking economy, talking jobs, and big speech. Went on for a while. I caught a lot of it. Trump stated that his administration has created 60,000 jobs for the Commonwealth since returning to office in January. He highlighted that tens of thousands of Pennsylvanians have been lifted off of food stamps. I believe he put the number at 40,000. Yeah.
Wow.
40,000 people off of food stamps.
That's
just
huge.
Since he got in. Yeah, it is. It is, and it is something to tout. After just 10 months in office, I'm pleased to report that America is winning again. Nice. Pennsylvania is prospering again, and I will not rest until this Commonwealth is wealthier and stronger than ever before. Yep, 60,000 new jobs, including 4,000 in manufacturing, the Democrats basically gave up on, and the 40,000 off of food stamps. It's huge.
Man.
Trump gave a shout-out to Senator Dave McCormick, there of Pennsylvania, of course, a Republican who was elected last year, noting that they have worked to bring almost $100 billion in investment to the Keystone State. That's great.
That is.
Yeah.
That is.
And, Trump was having a good time, too.
He always does, doesn't he?
He really does.
Pretty much.
You can tell. The tone is so much more relaxed and confident than in his first go-around. He learned a lot in that first go-around. He learned a lot of backstabbing snake slime dogs of both parties that you got to look out for.
That's just the Republicans.
Yeah. Hey, oh, speaking of which, did you hear about Miami and the mayoral race?
What happened?
A Democrat won.
How?
A pasty white girl Democrat.
In Miami.
Yeah, beat a Hispanic who was backed by Trump.
That's just weird.
In Miami.
I want to know what's really going on there. It's like something's up.
Okay, just a quick overview. It is what it is that some of the Democrats feel energized a little bit. You know, they had those victories like in New Jersey and stuff. And even though they lost that Tennessee race, I got to tell you, they were supposed to be blown out completely. And it was a 9-point win for the Republican, where I think Trump carried it by deep into double digits. So, look, they're showing up. There's a complacency, I think, on the side of the Republicans, and it's troubling.
It's going to bite us.
If this is, you know, the harbinger of the midterms, Republicans are in trouble.
No, it's not good.
Yeah. 30 years it took for a Democrat to win again in Miami.
And of all times, I mean, DeSantis had a great, you know, win across the state last time. Trump's got a good win. And they let it go?
It took nearly 30 years, but Democrats finally broke their decades-long ballot box losing streak in Miami. The city was known as the nation's gateway to Latin America. I mean, the Cuban population there has always been strong family, strong beliefs, you know, churchgoers, just, you know, strong family people that believed in entrepreneurship and business. And I don't know where they all were when it came time to vote. Democrat Eileen Higgins, former county commissioner, defeated Republican Emilio Gonzalez, a former city manager. So both, you know, have some experience, both had name recognition in the area. And this was Tuesday's Miami's mayoral runoff election. While it was technically nonpartisan, there's no such thing anymore, really.
No.
And the ballot box face-off became the latest showdown between Democrats and Republicans. Both parties, of course, pouring in all kinds of resources, and it was getting national attention. You had Trump endorsing Gonzalez, who served on Trump's Homeland Security Department transition team. And this past weekend took to social media to emphasize the Miami's mayoral election is big and important. Vote for Republican Gonzalez. So, I mean, Trump, I don't think that he, I don't recall him going down there and actually campaigning in person in Miami.
Right.
He may have, but I don't think he did. But this shows you that the Republicans, and basically, maybe it's not the Republicans. Maybe it is, you know, conservative kind of slash independents that are the ones that don't come out for elections very often. Trump inspired them. They showed up, got what they wanted in Trump, but then failed to recognize that, you know, without the Republicans in the House and the Senate having a plurality there, they've, they've got to have that for him to get anything done. So I can't say it really. I can't say it enough. This is the complacency. If you voted for Trump, you've got to show up so that he can continue to push forward his vision. And good things are happening. Just like I said, you know, Pennsylvania, it could be any state he could show up in and talk about, you know, the jobs, the economy getting better, the investment in the U.S. and in various states in particular. Yep. He also gave us an update on Andrew Wolf. Details on that coming up. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:20, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top stories. Trump touting Jobs. He was in the Poconos in Pennsylvania yesterday. Jobs and investments, all good news. He also gave us an update. Yep. He received a call that the wounded 24-year-old West Virginia National Guardsman, Andrew Wolf, got up from bed. That is great. He was in pretty serious condition there for a while.
Yeah.
During a rally in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania yesterday, Trump spoke about a tragic incident in D.C. which left three people shot, including Wolf and U.S. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, 20 years old. Trump spoke about Beckstrom. He said she was looking down from heaven, from above. Today I got a call that he got up from bed. Talking about Wolf. Do you believe that? He got up. He got up. Now he didn't speak. He's not ready for that yet. But he got up. And boy, we're so happy. It's amazing. Trump also revealed that he had called Wolf's hospital room and spoken to his mother, Monica, who he described as the most positive person. The night that he was so badly hit and the doctors gave him almost no chance, I called her hospital room and spoke to her, and she said, "Sir, he'll be fine." Trump shared, adding that Wolf's mother kept insisting that her son would be fine. Wow. He's invited the family to the Oval Office, and Wolf's mother told him, "Sir, he's fine." Trump's comments come after the gunman, who officials have identified as Ramanula Lockenwell, Lockenwall, 29, opened fire near the Farragut West Metro Station as a result of the shooting. The White House was placed on lockdown. And prayers continue to go out. I'm sure the medical team is working diligently. And then, his desire to fight is going to be a big part of it. And it sounds like it already is if he's already up. And getting up, that's huge. Andrew Wolf. So we wish him and his family absolutely the best. Three people arrested after allegedly supplying drugs to seven Providence College students who overdosed during a party. This was off campus. Providence police and officers responded to the party last week, where they located four students passed out in the front yard of the home.
Bless you.
Thank you. Excuse me. They passed out on the front yard of one of the homes. Total of seven people at the party overdosed, were given Narcan, and then were transported to a hospital where they reported to be conscious and alert. Man, thank goodness for that Narcan, right?
Man.
Officers later searched a home a couple of streets over and seized about 20 grams of fentanyl. So if I understand this right, they were dealing in this pure fentanyl? Not even mixing it with anything. Wow, because you know, it does not take much.
No,
it's way stronger than cocaine and heroin. Very, very, very strong. They also confiscated $1,700 in cash, two rifles, and three handguns, including a Casper. It's a ghost gun.
See what you said. See what you did there.
Yeah. I just wanted to get your attention, and I did.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
It's like, there's no such thing as a Casper gun.
What are you talking about, Ma?
H&K, their new Casper line.
Ooh,
you didn't hear?
Now you got me.
All right. Angel Williams, 33. Patrick Patterson, 32. Kim Cherie. What does that come from?
Dick Van Dyke.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Kim Cherie Simoneau, 33. They were all arrested.
They're not
college age. Nor are they college students.
Okay.
But they were feeding drugs to college kids, and they're in trouble for it.
It should be.
Being held without bail. Well, one of them was. Simoneau, the female, she was released on a $10,000 bond. And this investigation reflects the department's continued commitment to combating the deadly flow of fentanyl and illegal firearms into our community. According to local police, the coordinated efforts of our Narcotics and Organized Crime Bureau ensured that dangerous weapons and narcotics were removed from the streets of Providence. Providence, a city, like many others, dealing with these issues on an ongoing basis. Of course, President Trump doing everything he can do, stopping the flow that was coming through the southwest border, stopping some of the flow that's coming, from Venezuela, doing that, trying to get China to agree, and they have, to some extent, supposedly at least in a handshake or whatever, that, they're going to do something about these precursor chemicals that help to create fentanyl that they manufacture on a large scale. But don't really, aren't really totally aware of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not much that gets past the Chinese Communist Party. There's just not much at all. But when they want to feign ignorance, of course, they try to play that card anyway. Nobel Peace Prize. Who's up for that? President Trump is up for that. Yep. It's interesting, too, because it was on this day in history in 1901 that the first Nobel Prizes are awarded in Stockholm, Sweden. This had to do with the fields of physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and peace.
Ah, peace. There we go. Now we're talking.
December 10th. And Greg was actually talking about this a few minutes ago off the air, and I had forgotten this. But the guy Nobel, Alfred Bernard Nobel, actually helped to invent dynamite and nitroglycerin.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
Yes.
Well, that could in one way bring peace. Like, peace or I'll blow you up, kind of,
Yeah. So,
kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah. Nitroglycerin remained dangerous, of course. However, in 1864, Nobel's nitroglycerin factory blew up, killing his younger brother and several other people. Searching for a safer explosive, he discovered in 1867 the combination of nitroglycerin and a porous substance produced a highly explosive mixture, much safer to handle. His new invention was called dynamite.
Man, that led to a TV show just about.
Dynamite. might.
Yeah, that whole nitroglycerin stuff, not fun to carry around, you know. A little volatile, shall we say.
Yeah, not stable.
No.
Unstable.
Very, yeah.
Like a Democrat.
Yes.
Completely unstable.
They'll blow it any time. Their name's Karen.
Kamala?
Or that too.
Come again?
Yes.
627 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't start trouble yet, Greg, okay? All right? It's a happy hump day, Trump day on 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Warming up in Venezuela. I'm not referring to the weather.
Oh, I was going to say, we're going to go there or what?
Good morning and welcome, my friend. 638 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is a happy hump day, Trump day. And there's a lot to talk about, including Trump. Great speech yesterday in the Poconos, talking jobs and investment. Also gave us the update on National Guardsman Wolf, who was shot. Injured severely, he got up and was able to, walk or at least stand for a little bit. That's a pretty big deal. So that's a good thing. Speaker Johnson, actually working with, part of the Israeli government, the Knesset, and nominating Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize. That is, one of your headlines. But two U.S. deployed fighter jets over the Gulf of Venezuela Tuesday, were deployed, marking what appears to be the closest known approach of military aircraft to Venezuelan airspace to date. FA-18 jets observed roughly 30 minutes over the waters north of Venezuela, according to the Associated Press. U.S. defense official, speaking on condition of anonymity, described the short mission as a routine training flight designed to demonstrate the aircraft's operational reach. Oh, FA-18? Yeah, reach out. That'll reach out and touch somebody. Had the pleasure of flying with the Blue Angels on one. Those guys are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
The pilots of all these things, best trained in the world by far. Anyway, the official also said they wouldn't disclose whether the jets were armed, but did emphasize that the operation remained entirely within international airspace. But this dual flight follows months of heightened U.S. military activity in the region. The U.S. has previously flown B-52 Stratofortress, B-1 Lancer bombers, along with Venezuela's right along their coastline there. And those aircraft did not appear to approach as closely as Tuesday's F-18. So, yep, increased activity in the region first began when we were striking. I love how they continue to say alleged drug smuggling vessels.
Alleged. Those were not fishing boats.
No, they were not. In both the Caribbean and the Eastern Pacific, a first reported U.S. military strike on a vessel allegedly departed from Venezuela carrying drugs that was back in September. The Trump administration said the operations were essential to curbing illicit drug trafficking, though Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro continues to deny this. But yeah, I wouldn't say he's really an honest broker in terms of anything.
Yeah. A guy steals an election. Yeah. You know, you can trust him.
Time to kick the tires. What's going on here?
Bought a car? What's up?
Nah, it's nothing to do with the car at all.
Okay.
Just a term. You know, kick the tires.
Check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, check it out.
I get it.
Dr. Oz. He's the administrator for the Centers for Medical and Medicaid Services. He told Breitbart that the U.S. should frequently review its childhood vaccine schedule in comparison to peer nations. On Friday, Trump directed HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and acting CDC Prevention Director Jim O'Neill conduct a review of vaccine schedules of peer nations like Japan and Denmark, which have fewer childhood vaccines on their schedules than the U.S. If other developed countries' childhood vaccine schedules are found to be superior, Kennedy and O'Neill are directed to align the U.S. schedule with them. Breitbart caught up with Oz on the red carpet at the Kennedy Center Honors on Sunday night, asked him how long such a review has been needed, and he said, "Let me just take a step back and give you a broad argument for why we need to actually double-check all the time. What does a good parent do? They love their kids. They put them in a car seat, but they don't just hope it works right. They check out the car seat. They check out the seat belt. Is the car made right? I mean, everything to make sure the child is safe. We should be doing that all the time. And the fact that it hasn't happened for decades is a problem." And Secretary Kennedy said, "We're going to go back and check." He's not making the decisions. He's going to insist, as he did this week, that the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the scientists who evaluate these things, take a serious look at, in the case, hepatitis B vaccines. "Listen, this is not whether they're good or not. I've gotten the hepatitis B vaccine. I think it's fantastic. It's what age to give it to a child."
Okay.
Yes.
There we go.
And that's an important factor. Because they have these, you know, immune systems that grow and adapt and become stronger. And, you know, are vaccines interfering with that? Are they too young? You know, still developing? Well, I don't know, but I'm glad there's people that are taking it seriously and looking at it.
Well, yeah, we talked about that whole concept during COVID. It's like, are you eliminating the possibility of your own body developing its immune system? I mean, We're pumping things into our little kids. It just seems like so much and so heavy. It's like, do they get a chance to actually have some natural immunity?
You know, it is really good to revisit COVID every once in a while. And just remember, just remember how strong the push was from the government. And they told us 95% efficacy. This thing is awesome.
Yep.
And if you get the vaccine, then it's going to be, you know, safe for you to be around grandma. Otherwise, you're going to kill her.
And then the Bidens got it how many times?
Yeah, it just turned out that so many things that we were told turned out to not be true. And they had of course they couldn't have any long-term studies on this thing. But yet they forced people. They forced people to take it. Let's never forget that. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Elon Musk, thoughts on God? That's coming up right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. You're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe. Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And this next story is no surprise. It is no shock because of the rhetoric coming from the far left who are attacking our ICE agents, attacking them verbally, making threats and death threats against them and their families, doxing them, giving out personal information, addresses. And this is the left. Remember, they're telling you that ICE, they're the bad guys. And they keep drumming that into people's heads. So this next story is no surprise. Two New Jersey brothers were arrested Tuesday on charges tied to terroristic threats against DHS Chief Kristi Noem's top public-facing deputy. It includes alleged vows to shoot ICE agents on sight.
Wow.
One brother also faces unlawful weapons possession charges. These allegations come amid a reported 8,000% increase in death threats against ICE. This is crazy. The alleged targeting of Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin presented a new danger for those working to realize President Donald Trump's mass deportation of the worst of the worst illegal immigrant criminals. Ricardo Antonio Roman Flores and his brother Emilio, these are twins from Abascon, New Jersey. That's right near Atlantic City. They were arrested after allegedly posting on X that they wanted to torture and kill McLaughlin in a medieval fashion.
Oh, my goodness.
They wanted to torture and kill her. And they put it out on X. And one of them got arrested on weapons charges. So it's not like this was idle chat. Mm-hmm. They had the ability to pull something deadly off. The Second Amendment is in place for moments like this. Shoot ICE on sight, they said. That's what one of the brothers put out. And it was in a partially redacted response to a McLaughlin message. We Americans should find you, tar you, feather you, and hang you as we did anyone serving tyrants before the Revolutionary War. A second partially redacted tweet reportedly from the other brother read, shoot ICE on sight. McLaughlin has been front and center on broadcast media throughout DHS's immigration enforcement missions, and she's Noem's top representative in the press, and she has not been shy about defending her agency. Recently, she was lambasting those, like these brothers, who allegedly threaten ICE agents as despicable, and repeating that attacks on federal officers are a direct result of violent rhetoric from Democrats and the political left.
I don't think people would have even had these thoughts about ICE if they weren't being indoctrinated on who ICE really isn't.
For the most part, yeah. I mean,
mass numbers of these kind of people.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you could go, yell on a job site. How many years back can you go on this? And yell, immigration!
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
half the labor force runs.
That's true.
So
yeah, you're right.
The idea has been around, but yes, they were more fearful.
Yeah,
much more aggressive.
Well, we've talked about this off the air, how even as in going back to the 70s, we would watch TV shows, detective shows, cop shows, whether it's a Starsky and Hutch or whatever. And in so many of them back then, there would be this Catholic church with all the Mexicans hid in the basement.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a common theme.
I think a Beretta episode,
yes,
I think, comes
absolutely
to mind. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're right. It's been going on for a long time, and people have been hiding illegals for a long time.
Right. But the numbers were minuscule
nothing
compared to what we've been dealing with during the 4 years of Biden literally opening up the floodgates wide open.
Yep.
And here's the thing. I mean, look, you're going to get some lefty weirdos. They're going to say stupid things.
Yeah.
They're going to promote their lefty idiotic views. But when you have like mayors of cities that are kind of leading the charge on that, like that Mayor Brandon Johnson out of Chicago, what an idiot.
Yeah.
And the things that he has said about ICE and how many of these mayors in these sanctuary cities and states that they want to protect the illegals. They don't care how heinous of crimes these people might be charged with. They don't care. Massachusetts, another example, very sad example.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it recently that, Illinois, where J.B. Prickster,
yeah,
whatever his name is.
He's a jerk.
He's the governor of the state of Illinois, and he's making it so that you can't arrest illegals near or in a courthouse, even near it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the natural response?
Well,
run to the nearest courthouse for sanctuary.
Same guy that was releasing about 1,800 illegals who had serious criminal
some
records.
Some of them.
Back into the public.
Yeah, murder. Some of them were murderers.
Yeah, it's all right. They'll be fine.
And release them back into the public.
Mm-hmm.
Does this sound like people who are protecting their constituents, protecting the people who live in their state, or are they actually making life for their constituents more dangerous?
Wow.
How do they rectify that? And why would voters allow them to continually get away with that? I mean, make no mistake about it. It's the Democrats who want to protect the illegals, not the Republicans. The Republicans want law and order. How come people don't understand? This might not impact you today, but it will impact you or somebody directly or indirectly, you know, within a few years. It's just a matter of time, really. And all you've done was increase the chances that something bad is going to happen to you or one of your family members.
Yep.
I mean, you could do it from a mathematical standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the emotion out of it.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up at 7:35, the CFO, the state of Florida, Blaise Ingolia, will be joining us right here on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And remember, listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.